Sunny.
Yukon Denalis, on sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by Awante Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
6:58 on 960 The Quake, and now the moment we've all been waiting for. The voice of Willie Brown, Will Durst, and Paul Wells, Hotel Vitale San Francisco, where Keeping It Real with Will and Willie is about to begin. Hi, you guys.
John Scott, I'm here, and so is Will Durst, and so is Paul. Wow. Can you imagine? All in one place.
We got you all in the same room for once.
The
excellent.
Three of us together, again, it always was.
How was your trip to New Orleans, Will?
No, it was lousy. I'm never going back. It was awful. The weather sucked.
Lying.
The beer was warm, the music was awful, and the food was inedible.
Wow.
Yeah. Sounds like exactly the place we should be broadcasting.
Hey, let's all go there.
I'm trying to convince everybody to stay away from Jazz Fest. That's all.
Tony Ryan, of course, got to go with him, and I asked Tony when he came in, where's your hurricane walking down Bourbon Street? You look naked without it. And his response to that was,
Yeah, well, I'm glad you didn't have any fun. Well, what's coming up on today's broadcast?
We got a great show. Aaron Peskin, president of the Board of Supervisors, is going to join us.
Gore Vidal,
mm-hmm. Famous author.
And we're going to have an expert on terrorism and the Mideast who's going to tell us mission accomplished, ? He'll be our first guest this morning.
And Willie Brown will tell us why he's not wearing a tie.
And the gas prices would be the basis for that.
No tie. I'm gonna need a minute. I need a minute. I'm sorry, guys.
Tie money is now gas money.
That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. Will and Willie coming right up on San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive Progressive Talk Station. We are broadcasting in HD Digital. We're KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
960 The Quake wants you to be prepared for the next earthquake, and we have some ideas to help.
I'm Tom Kreitler from Radio's The Money Pit with tips from the American Red Cross on how to make sure your pet gets through a disaster. Always be prepared isn't just the Boy Scout motto. It's what could keep you and your pets safe if an earthquake or other disaster were to hit. You may be prepared to get yourself and your family through a disaster, but what about your family pets? According to the American Red Cross, the behavior of pets may change dramatically after an earthquake. Normally quiet dogs may become aggressive or defensive, so you'll need to watch animals closely. Your best bet is to leash dogs or place them in a fenced yard. Also, if you need to evacuate, remember that pets may not be allowed into shelters for health and space reasons. As a backup plan, prepare an emergency pen for pets in the home that includes a 3-day supply of dry food and a large container of water. Finally, make sure your pets have name tags with your contact information. This way, authorities can help reunite you with any four-legged family members that wander off.
This Quake Special is brought to you by QuakeHold, America's leader in earthquake safety fasteners. QuakeHold products are available at the Home Depot, Orchard Supply Hardware, and Lowe's Home Improvement Centers.
For more earthquake preparedness tips, visit our website, quakeradio.com.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
The smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. and I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
The home of Al Franken, Ed Schultz, and Randy Rose. We're 960 The Quake.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Hey there, it's 7:03. This report brought to us by Martinelli's Apple Juice. Hercules crash on 80 eastbound after the coming skyway. It's still blocking the left lane. Three cars involved. No other major problems around the bay this morning. BART running on time. Metering lights just got turned on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Backup starts at about Grand Avenue up to the toll gates. Drink your apple today with Martinelli's Gold Medal Apple Juice. Martinelli's is all-natural, 100% juice made from U.S.-grown fresh apples, not from concentrate with no additives of any kind. Martinelli's Gold Medal Apple Juice since 1868. Is the car ban in Golden Gate Park a slam dunk? Not so. We'll tell you about it in our local news at the bottom of the hour. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Good morning, 7:04, and we're live from the Hotel Vitale, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Willie Brown, Will Durst, I'm Paul Wells, and we're all back in the room together where you can drop by and be part of our live broadcast. Monday through Friday, great coffee here, good breakfasts at the Americano restaurant.
Free wireless.
Free wireless, that's
don't
right. You bring your laptop in and open it up. Yeah.
Free wireless. And if for whatever reason you're driving,
yes,
hit your preset.
That's right.
Hit your preset.
So that you tune in again and again and again and stay around for a long time, especially, you know, if you're like, oh, I don't know, any age between 0
and 54.
When you're gone. 18 to 24, 25 to 54. I'll take all comers. Everybody.
Are these the demographics of the ratings that you're talking about?
I'm talking about the people that are listening, because we like listeners, and we like listeners to hang out with us.
We like callers, too, and those who can do the number by speed dialing, you can get through much faster.
Oh, so, yeah, put us on your speed dial, 866-960-5753.
That's right, 866-960-5753.
Hmm. Right on. You guys got this number down. In about a year, I'll have the number down, too. So I'll do it. Takes me a while. But the preset is fabulous. You just hit your button, and you go right to 960 The Quake. And it's interesting how you get in cabs now, and they know it's you. They immediately go to. They have presetters.
Oh yeah,
they
preset.
Yeah,
well, every cab is for you. Yeah,
Mr. Mayor, they know it's you.
Well,
they've seen your face on top of their cab.
I'm out on the streets waving and turning on.
You've taken a couple of cabs before, is that it?
Yeah.
Guys, you know, don't pass me up. I like that.
Yeah, remember that that thing in New York that they did
with Danny Glover.
Yeah.
And a guy with a gorilla suit.
Remember that?
Standing out there waving for a cab.
Danny Glover was trying to get a cab, and they wouldn't pick him up.
Right. No, they pick up the gorilla suit first.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Which was funny as all hell, because you couldn't tell. You might have thought it was a gorilla. It was near the zoo. The gorilla. Waving no tip.
I'll tell you what I'm confused about that's going around big these days. It's the national anthem thing.
On the immigration debate, that's important.
Right. Bush is all upset about the national anthem being recorded in Spanish. It's a song. You can translate it to different languages. It's a song. Songs always get translated. I really don't understand why this has become a flashpoint for the conservatives.
And it's also interesting that Condoleezza Rice disagrees with the president on it. She says, what are you talking about? I have a copy of the song, and I don't find any objections whatsoever. Just as you said, Will, music is music, and words are words.
Will, were you aware of a certain president of the United States having sung the national anthem in Spanish?
Well, actually, he had done that. I think in the 2000 campaign, he attended a fundraiser, you know, because he claimed a big Spanish influence since he lived in
Amigo.
Texas. Amigo. And so he actually sang the national anthem in Spanish. So I'm not saying this is very convenient or he's being hypocritical. I'm just trying to point out.
I want all our investigative listeners to go find that tape and tell us what website we can put it up on, because those are great things. Like, you know, the flashpoint of Colbert speech. Stephen Colbert,
Yeah, you better tell Will, though, that he rendered himself fairly unpopular yesterday.
Quite unpopular.
Oh, he got all the emails.
I mean, it was incredible. Not only that, there were people on the streets. I was over at a restaurant last night, and some guy comes up and says, "You should tell your guy, Durst, that he's wrong."
Why am Colbert. I wrong?
So I said,
"Why?
I have
a different opinion. Why am I wrong?"
That's what I said.
God, I hate liberals.
I said, "I'm telling you
now,
something.
Now,
I do.
Will is not inconsistent.
You hate PC
says,
people.
What do you mean?" I says, "He's always wrong."
I am. Oh, thanks. There you go.
Yeah, there's my co-host standing
the
up.
The guy started to laugh. He says, "Okay, Brown, you got me." And he walked away. He didn't say anymore.
It was a professional objection you had, because that wasn't what the gig was for. Now, Stephen Colbert, who, of course, is on Comedy Central and has the Colbert Report and plays the part of a right-wing conservative talking head who supports the president, did that, but very bitingly, at this national press dinner. And tomorrow around this time, we'll have Marianne Akers, who I believe was in attendance there.
Yes, I'm sure she was.
And she can give us a clue as to how it went.
Well, I got news for you, though. One guy said to me, and it's kind of amazing, Will, how many people really listen. The guy said to me, Durst is just trying to get a job.
That's right.
That's right.
I said, nothing to do with liberals.
It has nothing to do with Stephen Colbert doing exactly what we all want to do.
But in this politically correct town, you're not supposed to even talk to O'Reilly, let alone say anything that's inconsistent with the conventional wisdom on Bush. You're supposed to trash Bush. I mean, and I also said, I got an argument with somebody else about American Dream.
Dreams?
Yeah. I said, "Hey, you like American Dreams?" I said, "Yeah, it's a pretty good movie." I said, "It's kind of funny. Wow, it made Bush look good." I said, "What? Yeah. What movie did you see? Did I miss the movie? Do they have a different movie in your section of town?" Then he said, "Well, now you're being racist." Your section of town.
Dennis,
is like, what? Yeah. So
Dennis Quaid is kind of a doofus in the movie, right?
Yeah, and he gets redeemed.
But
at the
a
end.
Lovable doofus. He has no hate in him. Not only that, he admits his limitations.
And then, so that makes Bush look good?
It does. It makes Bush look less evil, not good. Oh, it makes him look less evil. But I'm telling you, the lady, the person who really got trashed, though, was Laura. They made Laura because she got off her happy pills.
Oh.
They take happy pills.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take the happy pill anymore. The guy, though, who really looked terrible in the movie was Hugh Grant.
Oh, as the Simon Cowell character.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then the woman who was fat, the American Idol. Is that
supposed to be Kelly Clarkson, Paul?
Yes. That's
yes.
who it is. Yeah. That's who it is.
Right.
Kelly Clarkson.
In a manner of speaking.
She got bigger.
She bloated up like a poison pill.
She said she weighed 200 pounds at one time. And her goal was to get down. She was going to lose 100. She wanted to lose 90 of her 100 or 200 pounds. And that she did, and she became very popular. She had lots of new friends, and that it was a good thing. But now she was going to go back up because she wanted to generate sympathy for her character.
I got to see this movie.
The best guy was the Arab. They had an Arab family who obviously was owned service stations, because with the flow of income, was coming right out of my pocket. They must have owned something, because they had lots of, they were very wealthy. They had a gay son who wanted to be on American Idol, and when American Idol came to visit, like they do when they scout you, he wasn't there. He was at the mall. But his cousin, who had just come over from Iraq or something,
and he was the terrorist.
He was embedded. Let's not give away the whole movie.
Oh, I don't care about giving away the whole movie. The hell with that. I'm giving. Anyway, he was
doing that well, Paul. It needs all the help it can get.
Let me tell you, he was in the room that this kid had set up to rehearse in. And he was in there trying to switch and rehearse or what have you. And the American Idol spies saw him through the window. And they realized that this guy is really an F. This is exactly who we want.
A William Hung character.
Yes. And they went in and got him and put him on. And he cooked. He really cooked. And then the kid that the American from Iraq, you know, who ultimately blew himself up.
American Taliban? They have American Taliban?
No. This guy had gone over to Iraq, like he got drafted. He got drafted on Thursday. He got sent to Iraq on drafted on Thursday. He was in Iraq by Tuesday. He got shot on Wednesday, and he was back home Thursday. You're talking. I'm telling you, it is. It is. Michael Moore could have done the movie.
It's delightful, though.
It is. If you don't go in there looking for a real movie
or a real heavy political
statement. That's right. If you don't go in there thinking you were at the Green Party headquarters doing a retrospective on Bush, you'll enjoy it. You'll really enjoy the movie. Or in the incidents.
But it wasn't political enough for some of the people that you ran into.
No, not at all. Well, it does a good job politically, though, on American Idol. It really does the American Idol, the way American Idol should be done. The phoniness about it and all of that.
And the way it's ruining music.
And it puts
Well, not
Cheney,
ruining music.
But it puts Cheney in proper perspective, too.
Yes.
That's right. Willem.
Willem Dafoe.
William Dafoe plays Cheney,
yeah,
right down to the hairdo.
Of course, in college, when we went to school together, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, we were both in the theater department.
Mm-hmm.
He was Bill Dafoe, and I was Bill Durst. And then he became Willem, without the I-A, it's W-I-L-L-E-M. He became Willem, and I became Will.
So you guys all switched your name, huh?
Yeah. That's what we do in Wisconsin when we leave.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
We don't want people to trace
over the weekend. One thing, though, over the weekend, Matt Cleland spoke in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah?
There's a guy with only one hand.
Max Cleland, the man who was determined by the Republicans to not be patriotic enough.
Yeah, he hadn't given everything.
I only gave him three limbs.
I introduced him, gave him this really flower introduction, talked about how, you know, he'd been injured in Vietnam, etc. So he got up and he said he thanked Willie Brown very much for that very kind and generous introduction, but it was inaccurate. He had been injured in a shooting accident with the vice president.
There you go.
did he say that? Did he get a laugh?
Oh, the place went crazy. They went absolutely crazy.
We have a piece of audio from what Stephen Colbert did at the White House at the correspondent dinner. Yeah, because I have this for you, Will, because you got so much heat over it yesterday.
Paul,
I know later this hour we're going to have Burst of Durst is going to be on this subject.
Plan for the show, Will. You've got to understand that.
Yeah,
Paul has a paper. He has a program. You've got to follow the program. You've been down there in New Orleans.
We just fly around, check in, you know, so check it out.
I'm just taking it easy.
Nobody could predict
this. Is how
nobody could predict the levies, Will. I mean,
this is how this piece of audio is from the video that he showed at the end where he was auditioning for the press secretary job.
Right.
It was like a fake audition. And that's what made the whole room go totally silent. People were laughing a bit at the beginning of his jokes, and then there was this. Let's hear it.
Your decision to invade Iraq has caused the deaths of thousands of Americans and Iraqis. Wounds of Americans and Iraqis for a lifetime.
Every reason given publicly has turned out not to be true. I don't think...
My question is, why did you really want to go to war?
Helen, I'm going to stop you right there.
You stepped into
That's
the
enough.
White House. From your
no.
cabinet form of cabinet officers, intelligent people, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
What was your real reason?
Sorry, Helen, I'm moving on.
When did the president...
No. Guys, no, I already said no.
The vice president made a decision.
Guys, please don't let Helen do this to what was a lovely day.
Now the president has a sense of empowerment.
He's putting his fingers in his ears now.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Not going to listen to Helen Thomas.
I hate you. Get out of here.
And he runs down the hall, and she's chasing him.
He runs down the hall. She's chasing him. He gets into his car. She's there. He jumps on a shuttle plane.
The guy who gives him the car says, so why did we invade Iraq?
He jumps on a shuttle plane from D.C. to New York. He gets into a cab. He goes back to his apartment, and the cab driver is Helen Thomas. So she played along with this whole thing. It was very funny.
They were using actual footage from press conferences interspliced with him standing behind the podium doing an audition.
And nobody laughed?
At the end of that, with Laura and George W. Bush sitting there.
Everybody should have laughed. That's a funny piece.
It was a funny piece.
A very cleverly done piece, too, if Helen Thomas played along with it.
She played along with it. Who else did they get? Did they get Rather? I think they got Rather to play along with it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There was a bunch of people.
It's clearly a great satirical presentation.
Yeah.
His
with
whole
creativity.
Thing.
And without
during
actors,
a break, we got to call it up on one of our
Salon.com is one place you can go to get the entire text, Salon.com. And you can pull up the videos all over the Internet right now.
But, you know, henceforth, that's what people are going to get when they invite people from a different medium to come in and try to mix with the so-called journalists, and particularly the journalists who work in Washington. P.J. Corkery was incredibly critical of the journalists who work in Washington. He said, when you fail at everything else as a reporter, you get assigned to the White House.
Speaking of Washington and White House,
ow.
We're ready for our next guest, and this gentleman, Flint Leverett, you'll like this name. It's almost 24-ish. Flint Leverett is the former National Security Council Senior Director for Middle East Initiatives, State Department counterterrorism expert, and a CIA senior analyst. And the question mark is mission accomplished. We'll be talking to him in the next segment, 719, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Make money. Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Been
laid off or can't find your dream job, you hit the jackpot. Join Peninsula Works at the Life After the Layoff event, May 11th from 3:30 to 7:30. Meet the Job Squad for job counseling, info on hot jobs, prizes, and more. Call 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
/7:23 on this Wednesday morning, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We're locating our guest in the D.C. area, I believe, at the moment. And we have news today. You mentioned Mr. Brown, Mr. Durst. You talk about gas prices earlier. That's why you aren't wearing a tie today? Tie money going to gas money.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I auction off my ties.
No, I got one of them.
A service station dealer.
They
can
one.
Afford them. I can't.
Only cost me three tankfuls.
The new head of Exxon, CEO Rex Tillerson, had this to say. He said, basically, use less of our stuff. We just have to ask people to make sure they are using energy wisely, be efficient with it, don't waste it. In the meantime, California is one of the states that's suing the federal government over SUV gas mileage.
Well, these silly members of Congress, etc., who came up with this $100 idea, you know, the idea that you could, we're going to give you a $100 rebate. Some guy showed up in a Hummer to fill up his tank, and he would have had to add to the $100 to get a full tank of gas.
I feel so bad for him.
Well, he was just demonstrating, though. I'm sure this guy was a Democrat. It's probably a stolen Hummer. You know? If I understand the way. But can you imagine offering you $100 and think you're getting something done? And then to back off of the business of a windfall tax, and then to have Mr. Bush proceed to say, well, he's listened to the arguments and the oral men are not responsible.
No,
for
no, they've
the
already done the investigation. Turns right. out there's no collusion. Everything's okay, folks. Pay
not
no
whatsoever.
Attention.
And yeah. that it now is at $75 a barrel and it's going maybe to $100 a barrel.
Which would mean
the people
how much
who are doing
gas?
The oil futures these days are talking seriously about $100 a barrel. That's incredible. $100 a barrel. So if you're into that business, you know, you could really make a lot of dough. You buy today at 75 and hold till next week. When it goes to 100, you make 25.
Wow.
That's what you call playing the futures market.
I didn't know they did future. I don't know. I wish I knew how to do that.
I don't know how to do it.
I wouldn't have to do this job.
No.
You
no.
know, I could just retire on my my bed of windfall profits.
And do you know that for a long time San Francisco has been converting service station sites into housing sites? We've been cleaning them up, and just think backwards now for some of the service station sites
yes.
that you formerly remembered. They now are residential housing
yeah.
sites.
How do they clean that up? Isn't that incredible to clean up, clear out all the tanks? And
well, that's because we had such strict requirements originally on the tank side. The city has always been sensitive to the potential for tanks going into the water, etc. And so
the water
the
table.
Underground tanks have not, in most cases, ever been subject to leaking. They may have been subject to leaking, but they never did, in fact, leak. And so you can, in fact, put units on sites. And believe me, I could give you 20 sites, maybe not 20, but I could certainly give you a number.
Sites.
Yeah, 20 gas station sites.
Did we preserve any of the old gas stations, you know, with the... There was it Sinclair?
It was Sinclair. They used to have those great bumps.
The pagodas?
Yeah.
Remember the little pagodas
yeah.
they had?
Yeah.
God, we're old. I have to remember that.
And the interesting thing, there's only one service station left, I think, in all of Chinatown. Only one.
Where is it?
It is on, I think, probably Washington and, or about Washington and Mason, or Washington and Taylor, somewhere in that neighborhood. But
so
there's only
Powell.
One. It's one of those slanted
yeah.
ones, one of, where you come down the street and it's almost like a triangle on the corner. And that's it. And that's the only one that I can think of that's over there. Just think of the big one that used to be on the corner of Pacific and Columbus, right there where Pacific
oh, no
Columbus.
Kidding.
That one's gone. That one's gone.
That was a
parking lot and the service station.
Oh, wow.
And there is a huge building there now, a huge
It's not just service stations. It's also grocery stores.
And the idea of a service station. There's very few mechanics with the bays for getting your oil changed. The whole dynamic
That's why I'm wearing a shirt.
By the way, for Quake listeners.
I'm going straight from here to Jiffy.
You're wearing a denim shirt.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it's a gorgeous denim shirt. But
with a cashmere jacket on top. You're talking about chic in cashmere socks. You're talking about chic.
You get double buttonholes. Look at that.
Absolutely. You get it that way.
No. On your jacket, on your lapels.
Oh, yeah.
Double buttonholes.
Yeah. Well, only on this one.
Before this whole segment turns into what is Willie wearing, I did want to mention our guest was confused between East Coast.
We'll discuss your wardrobe if you want us to.
Anytime. Between East Coast and West Coast, we will have him after Aaron Peskin next hour. So Flint Leverett thought it was the 8 o'clock hour our time, which wasn't what was communicated, but we'll have him at 8:35 after.
Maybe that's why he's no longer a national security expert.
you might ask him that. You can't tell time. By the way, for Quake listeners, they can go to quakeradio.com, and we have a button on the bottom of the home page where you can find where the cheap gas prices, if there are such things, or at least the cheaper ones.
Let's see where they are.
Let's see which gas stations. So, you know, $3 a gallon plus gas. Blame Washington, not Big Oil, is Big Oil's position on it. And
Big Oil is...
Federal suit over fuel standards for SUVs. It's funny because Bush the other day was, give me the power to make decisions about fuel economy standards. Well, you know, the decisions that have been made have been to delay fuel economy standards.
Not delay it, but just to get rid of any attempt at it.
He didn't say he was going to set them. He just wants the power to do it.
But I'm not sure that, how much sympathy can you develop for someone who goes out and buys an SUV? They know what they're buying when they buy it. They know what the gas requirements are for that huge, mammoth piece of equipment. That's right. And so I'm not sure I fully understand, because if you wanted a alternative fuel vehicle, you wanted a hybrid, there's somebody making those kind of objects for your purchase, and they're charging a lot of money for them, but you can get them. And then the whole business of gasoline, it seems to me the auto manufacturers ought to be leading the charge against the gas companies for all all this increase in price.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, it's got to hurt them more than anybody
else.
The sales have got to be going totally and completely into the tank, so to speak, as a result of these gas prices.
Well, remember in 1974, they started introducing tiny cars, and that's where the Japanese made their first footprint in America, by selling tiny cars that got great gas mileage. I remember it was still Datsun back then. It was Datsun and Toyota had tiny little cars that could get 25 to 30 miles per gallon. That was 30 years ago. We still haven't advanced past that.
And we will not, as long as people keep buying the SUVs. You don't buy the SUVs, there would be no SUVs for sale. Just know that. You wouldn't buy the 300, there would be no 300s for sale.
Yeah, but you've been seeing the discounts that they've been given lately on the SUVs.
Well, that's the guy who owns the oil company. He gives you the discount.
No. I'm talking about, what is it? What's the Expedition? The Expedition, is that Ford?
That's Ford. That's the biggest.
It's huge.
Well, it's the same size as that thing that everybody buys, Escalade.
Yeah, the Cadillac
rock stars,
Escalade.
Yeah, the basketball players all have the Cadillac Escalade.
I was in, what is the public parking place right across from Macy's? Not Union.
The O'Farrell.
Yeah, the O'Farrell
garage,
one.
O'Farrell Ellis Garage.
I was at the O'Farrell Ellis Garage, and I'm following these two tiny little Asian women, and they're driving. They're each in one huge expedition.
Exactly.
And they're following each other up the circular ramp, and they're worried each time that their car is too big. They don't realize that once you make it through one of these things, that you've already made the height requirement. So they slow down to like 2 miles an hour, both of them. But they weigh maybe 100 pounds apiece, and they're in these
huge.
Exactly.
Cars.
Will, you hit it on the head. Do the math. You have a two-ton vehicle carrying a 110-pound payload or less. So maybe a 90-pound, 110-pound woman with a 40, 50-pound kid in the back seat because they feel safer in 2 tons of vehicle.
Well, it's about...
It just ain't right. 40,
a 50-pound kid?
Well, we're just saying... I've seen, you know, you see like a 4 or 5 year old in the back seat, you know. I don't weigh Paul, children. I'm not in the.
You know what I love about you is your attention to detail.
Well, John's got the details right now on the news, weather, and traffic as we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Yes, sir, Mr. Detail, ready for duty. 7:32, traffic first in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Brought to you by Panda Express this time. Accident in the center divide was in the lanes at 880 southbound at Mission. Tow truck's on the scene pulling it out of there now. At the Dumbarton Bridge Toll Plaza, just minor delays, but at the limit across the bridge, ditto the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. Kind of jammed up to the end of the parking lot. The metering lights are on. The approaches look pretty good. No Peninsula traffic problems and no North Bay traffic problems at the moment either. Bart's on time. If you like garlic, you'll love the Panda Chef's new garlic creations at Panda Express. Right now, there are delicious new garlic entrees like garlic chicken breast with string beans. Try the garlic creations today at a Panda Express near you. Here's a look at what's happening on 960 The Quake at 7:33. A decision on the fate of Saturday road closures in Golden Gate Park was pushed back by a week. The Board of Supervisors made some more amendments to the legislation yesterday. They're going to vote again next Tuesday. It proposes closing portions of JFK Drive and Golden Gate Park to cars on Saturdays for a 6-month trial period. Gavin Newsom has not staked his position yet on that bill. Oakland Public Works officials say they've started a citywide pothole blitz this month because the city has about 5,100 potholes right now. They're going to do this for a week, each week for the next 3 months, to kick their regular pothole filling work up a notch. If you see a pothole that threatens to eat your car, phone it in. They'd like to know about it. Bus fares in Livermore, Pleasanton, and Dublin may be going up to cover the sky-high price of gas. The regular fare would go from $1.25 to $1.75 and more than double the senior and disabled fare. The Livermore-Amador Valley Transit Authority will hold a public hearing next month to discuss. Tonight, former U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Andrew Cuomo and former Oklahoma Republican Congressman J.C. Watts will have a little conversation on politics and culture. It's at the Hoffman Theater inside the Lesher Center, 7:30 tonight in Walnut Creek. Quake weather, a little bit cooler inland as opposed to yesterday. We'll have a little fog on the coast, highs from the 50s to the low 70s inland. San Francisco's high today, 60. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
You're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
A newscast that made you feel as if you were standing in the lobby of your local police station.
Thug shoots thug.
Robberies, carjackings. Want something else from your news? How about stories that matter to you?
How about news that affects how you live from day to day?
We know where to find it. The Progressive News Hour with John Scott. Start your day with real knowledge. Weekday mornings at 6 on 960 The Quake.
By the way, before I get started, if anybody needs anything else at their tables, just speak slowly and clearly into your table numbers. Someone from the NSA will be right over with a cocktail.
That's another line from Stephen Colbert. The topic of the burst of Durst in the next segment is going to be on what Will said yesterday and the reaction to it, I suppose, because you have a professional idea, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, by the way.
Thank you, Paul Wells, here with Willie Brown.
You have an exception on a professional basis because you believe because of the way Stephen Colbert handled the gig. Let me finish.
All right.
The handled the gig that other comedians may not get to do it, especially those of a political stripe like you are. But honey, I think you're already, you know, on the don't hire this guy list for a White House dinner for George W. Bush.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's my perception is from stand-up comedy, so that's what I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it for the long term.
His gig was not to skewer.
He did a great job.
Yes.
I thought he did a great job, but I just didn't like what he did. I don't know how to explain the dichotomy here.
Is it originally to be a roast of?
It's supposed to gently poke fun at not just the president, but also the White House correspondent, that you take out both of them. You take out both the White House and its participants, so you make fun of the press, which is what he did in his video.
Well, the business of preparing for that, you really, if you were the professional and you were hired, you really need to put a whole show together on that occasion. You need to have some idea about the profiles of the people who can be highlighted, because you couldn't talk about some person who nobody knows. You got to talk about Sam Donaldson. Otherwise, you can't skew the press corps. Nobody knows who, you know, Winston Smith is. Well, who works for the Sun Reporter newspaper.
Yes.
The local black newspaper.
and Colbert did that. He had Terry Moran. He had, what's his name, Gregory, David Gregory. He had a lot of people involved in his... So with the video, he was able to take out the press. I just think he wasn't playing to the crowd. He wasn't getting laughs from the crowd.
Well, it's almost like, you know, John Stewart didn't get laughs too much from the people at the Academy Awards either. His humor, as he expressed himself in that venue, didn't evoked the same response that Whoopi Goldberg had evoked, that Billy Crystal had evoked, or that Johnny Carson had evoked, or even Steve Martin.
I think Jon Stewart is one of the funniest humans on the face of the planet, and his writers. Okay, so you can't talk about one guy when you're talking about this. You have to talk about them and their writers. But I didn't think he was appropriate for the Academy Awards. I don't like Billy Crystal. I think he's too maudlin. I think he's too schmaltzy, whatever word you want to put there. But for the Academy Awards, he fills that frame. He becomes, as for some reason, he's a great tour guide to the Academy Awards, and he's able to deal with the personalities one-on-one. It's not like he's fractional dealing with them. And I thought maybe, I don't know what Stewart's stuff was. I don't know if it was too subtle or too small or too TV for a filmic kind of adventure. I don't know. I just had a problem with him.
Yeah, well, he did not get the kind of great reaction that I think one should get in the Academy Awards, because it's kind of a celebration of movie making.
Yeah.
It's kind of movie making's big night out. It would be like not wearing a black tie to the event. You cannot not do that. You can't go in there in jeans and think you're in the right place.
Although Larry McMurtry did.
Yeah, well, that's why he's not going to be reinvited back.
Well, we know Stephen Colbert is not going to do another White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Stephen Colbert, because of what he did, every joke from now on is going to be vetted. You're going to have to submit, if they have comics ever again, you're going to have to submit every joke. And it reminds me what used to happen when you went to a comedy club for the first time. The first time you would go to a comedy club, you make your way through. The owner was very expansive. Anything you want from behind the bar, anything off the menu. And then you would come back 6 months later, and somebody had screwed it up for everybody. So, all right, here's
bringing all of his relatives.
Here's your three drink tickets. You get these, and then you say, who was it? And there was one comic, you always knew what it was. Well, there was one comic, and he had triple Remy's, and he drank them all week long. We finally figured out the bar. There was a comic at the Sacramento Punchline who drank triple Remy Martins, you know, in a big snifter glass on stage, before stage, and they figured it out. It was like $387 worth of Remy if it had been sold retail to the... So then that's when they started handing out the drink tickets. And then there was always one comic, anything off of either side of the menu. There was one comic would go in, okay, here's it. You get burgers or salads. That's all you get. Well, who was it? And then he would tell you the name of the comic and what happened. Oh, he came in, he ordered three lobster dinners one night. So there was always somebody who screwed it up, and you usually knew who it was.
This
and this
happens.
This is gonna screw it up for the other comics.
Well, this is the subject of the burst of Durst that we'll be getting to in the next segment. Also want to mention that tomorrow we'll get an inside view of what went on in the White House Correspondent Dinners from our White House correspondent from Roll Call, who writes Herd on the Hill,
Marianne Akers.
And in this hour on Friday, we're going to have Crispin Miller, Mark Crispin Miller to be exact, and he wrote the book Fooled Again, How the Right Stole the Election in 2004 and How They Will Steal It Again If We Let Them. And he is going to be playing at the Grand Lake Theater. You can already see the marquee in his name for Thursday night at 7 p.m. If you go by on 580, you go by the Grand Lake Theater in Oakland. He'll be playing.
What do you mean he's
going to
be playing?
He's doing a talk, a discussion. He's going to be appearing at the Grand Lake
books.
Theater. And who is it?
Break.
And who is it?
Mine's not ready yet.
Ah, there we go.
I'm not.
you're working on one.
Oh, yes. Oh,
exactly.
By all means, I'm working on one.
Still every Saturday?
Yes. And what I want to do is I'd like to unveil my book on Oprah.
Not a bad idea.
Maybe she'll give me a car.
A Mercedes 600 SL?
B12.
Oh. By the way,
you must never give people gifts below their standard.
You know Oprah?
I do.
Yeah?
You don't recall, but when I served as mayor, and I did the Women's Summit, which was that big, that great thing. Right?
I remember.
Oprah was my anchor attendant on the Women's Summit. She came into town, flew in on her own plane, no cost to me for the plane, wouldn't let me pick up the hotel tab, and then when the limo driver, who was waiting out front for her, got tagged, she paid the ticket, wouldn't even let me fix the damn ticket.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she is so incredible, just so incredible, and she was so generous. She came over with no security, hung out backstage. Stage with everybody, didn't need a green room as such. She was just absolutely the most generous. And, by the way I got her is, and I'd met her and I'd known her back in North Carolina, back in the 70s, and we keep in touch occasionally. She said, the only way you're going to reach me, Willie Brown, is this telephone number. I finally said, where is this number, Oprah? She says, that's my bathroom. So that's how I call her. I don't go through a peephole.
All right, well,
I call her. I know what time.
All right. Call her now. By the way, this little bit of things you were mentioning, you know, giving away a car. Well, we're not doing quite that for Mother's Day, but if you have one of the best moms in the world, second only to Mother Earth herself, she has the day coming up, May 14th. Now, if you go to quakeradio.com and click on contests, you'll find details and rules. We're here broadcasting from the Hotel Vitale. This is what you get. Pampering for your mom, like 960 minutes of progressive pampering for Mother's Day weekend. Should be treated to 960 hours. Someone made a calculation. I think it might have been Capozzola. To a weekend stay at the five-star hotel here, at the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. And then Monday morning, she can join our live studio audience and say how great her weekend was. A spa treatment, flowers, dinner for two, a cruise on the bay, and more. Details and rules, you go to quakeradio.com and click on contests. We're going to click into the burst of dirt in the next segment.
Make sure you let him know that it's, you know, biological mothers.
Okay. We just added a new rule.
Mothers.
7:48,
huh?
And we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. First of Durst next.
Wow.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net. Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Looking for a good time?
I got so many kids now, and I just ride through the hood and wave. I don't stop.
Enter at your own risk.
I want to turn my life over to God, man, but I got to get this money first.
No cover.
I tried to be a pimp. I had the three laziest bitches you would ever see.
And no rules.
I would have been your daddy, but I ain't had change for a five.
One place.
God damn!
One night.
Dating a black girl is like dating a probation officer. Maximum security in the house.
One man.
Where you been? Where you going?
Mike S. Inappropriate Behavior. Premiere Saturday, May 6th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
Catch Mike Epps in his first solo HBO stand-up comedy special. Mike Epps' Inappropriate Behavior debuts Saturday, May 6th, 10 p.m., 9 Central, and is only on HBO.
Do you feel like a slave to your work, spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
Ed Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And it's 7:52 on this Wednesday morning. Will, it's your turn.
All right, this probably isn't fair, but let me use this burst of Durst here to try to straighten this out. I've been receiving quite a bit of flack lately for my professed lukewarm response to Stephen Colbert's White House Correspondents' Dinner appearance last Saturday. Now, I've been accused of being a traitor to the liberal cause, of being consumed with professional jealousy, and or being responsible for everything that's gone bad in this country since Antietam. Well, here's the deal. I agree, except for the whole Antietam thing. I agree that the man's material was very funny. Very, very funny. And yes, I wish I had his staff of writers. But in my night job, I'm a comic. And I've earned a living at it for 25 years. My objections are not about the political statement that he made, but to the performance that occurred. Look at it from my point of view. You hire me, you expect me to attempt to make people laugh out loud on purpose against their will. That's my job. And if you looked at the 2,600 people who were there, they didn't seem to be having that good of a time. And I think he did it so he could be hipper than the room. I see this happen all the time. And to be frank, I'm kind of tired of it. I'm tired of acts more interested in making their friends laugh than the crowd. It's called playing to the back of the room, and that's what happened. That's not what he was hired to do, and that's what I disagree with. The fact that he made it impossible for another political comic has absolutely nothing to do with it. Well, okay, maybe a little bit. All right, I'll admit I'm pissed. And that's your burst of dearth for today, all right?
There you go. We have a little bit of what he said, didn't he say this? What do we got here? Oh, Jamie has a piece.
He had some.
In this presidency, I believe it is just a lull before a comeback. I mean, it's like the movie Rocky, all right? The president in this case is Rocky Balboa, and Apollo Creed is everything else in the world. It's the 10th round. He's bloodied. His corner man, Mick, who in this case I guess would be the vice president, he's yelling, "Cut me, Dick, cut me." And every time he falls, everyone says, "Stay down, Rock, stay down." But does he stay down? No. Like Rocky, he gets back up, and in the end, he actually loses in the first movie. Okay, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The point is, it is the heartwarming story of a man who is repeatedly punched in the face.
And here's this email to Will and Willie at QuakeRadio.com from Kate. Okay?
Continually punched in the face.
Check this out, Will. I was shocked and appalled by Will Durst's reaction to Stephen Colbert's, and she spells it out for me. That's Colbert, by the way. Gig at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I'm doing the same thing. Do I not know how to pronounce Colbert? I don't think so.
What difference does it make?
And what difference does it make? That
Thank
Will
you.
Would think Stephen was out of line and disrespectful of those who invite him in was stunning. And I don't think that's the point. And that was the point of the burst of Durst, is that wasn't your point. And she also writes, "I've always admired Will's take on the politics of the day, but I am deeply disappointed in his reaction to Stephen's absolutely right-on send-up of everyone in that room, except for Helen Thomas, who understood and played along with Verve." Well, that was the video part where mm-hmm. she played along with Verve.
Paul, really, I love your delivery of that
nothing piece of mail. You made it come alive.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be disrespectful of our listeners, but sometimes when we're on the left side of the political spectrum, we have a tendency to be so PC, like a news person I did morning radio with, who wouldn't laugh. She had to think first, is it politically correct for me to laugh?
Yeah, you can't.
But
you can't
we are supposed to be the left, Paul, and if we're supposed to be the left, we've got to dress like the left, Birkenstocks. We've got to walk like the left.
Lighten up, lighten up. This is humor, comedy, satire. Lighten up, okay, listeners? Lighten up. Keep the presets
you
on 960.
You've got to be politically correct.
We got another little bit. We got another little bit of Stephen Colbert.
I stand by this man. I stand by this man because he stands for things. Not only for things, he stands on things. Things like aircraft carriers and rubble and recently flooded city squares. And that sends a strong message that no matter what happens to America, she will always rebound with the most powerfully staged photo ops in the world.
We pretty much got that.
That is so politically correct for this audience. I mean, can you imagine? He stands on things. Aircraft carriers, rubble at 2/9/11, recently
city
flooded
squares,
cities.
Recently flooded cities.
And he comes back with the most powerful, stable photo opportunities there is. I love it. The guy's got great writers. We should have those writers.
I know.
I would love to have those writers. Can you imagine having people who can fake that stuff up? How many writers would a guy like that have? Probably
oodles and oodles. We have Aaron Peskin of
have
the Board of Supervisors in the next hour. One, just himself. And we will also have more on this and our president saying, you know, if we have an epidemic, you're on your own. 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting, online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Zero.
The voice of the progressive lives here. Broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The Clinton Foundation and the American Heart Association have worked a deal to dump soft drinks from public schools, correspondent Elizabeth Cohen reports.
By the fall of 2008, they hope 75% of public schools will be on board with this plan, that at elementary and middle schools, there will be no sodas, no diet sodas, and no full-fat milk.
The group say it's just one effort to cut down the incidence of childhood obesity. One side of the immigration debate had its day of protest this week. Now the other side is getting its shot. Correspondent Jim Roop reports live from Los Angeles, where the Minuteman Project is kicking off a multi-city tour to build support for a crackdown on illegal immigration.
Well, Jim, it's quite a focus, too. Minuteman Project founder Jim Gilchrist says while this is not meant to be a racial issue, but rather an American issue, it is a call to the black community. The black leaders seem to have lost focus in the debate on illegal immigration and the current debate before lawmakers. Gilchrist says black Americans, and all naturalized and legalized citizens for that matter, are being displaced in unskilled jobs by illegal immigrants willing to work significantly lower wages. This caravan will stop in 12 cities on its way to Washington, D.C., a call to on immigration policy that favors Americans, not illegal immigrants. Reporting live, Jim Roof, CNN, Los Angeles.
The Bush administration today unveils its plan to tackle bird flu if it becomes a pandemic, including things like stockpiling vaccine, quarantines, evacuations, and travel restrictions. But correspondent Dick Giuliano tells us the plan is particularly blunt about one thing. If it happens, don't expect Uncle...
Hello?
Honey, it's
Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denalis. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-7572. That's 1-800-440-7572. 1-800-440-7572.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
This goes Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk.
960, The Quake.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
It's 8:04. This report is brought to you by the Sleep Train. Good morning. We're going to begin with the comments of traffic tipster Paul, who called and said, one southbound from Montero down to 92 is so slow that old lady with walkers are passing him. That should give you an indication of how craptacular traffic is on the coast since Devil's Slide closed. Hayward, 880 southbound, A Street. Accident with the left lane block. Also left lane out of service right now on 580 westbound at Grant Line with a crash there. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. And not a huge backup to the end of the parking lot. The approaches look okay at the moment. Head into Sleep Train today and sleep free for a year. On approved credit, you won't pay a dime for 12 months. Plus, get a free bonus with your purchase of any select premium mattress set. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. How long will it take to fix westbound 80? And your commute through Pinole will tell you in the newscast at the bottom of the hour. And now, it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
.05 on this Wednesday morning, May 3rd, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio for the Bay Area, and with Willie Brown and Will Durst and myself, Paul Wells. We have our guest on Wednesdays here and there, about every other week, president of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors and representative of one of the districts in the city, the one that covers Telegraph Hill.
District number 3.
Acting mayor today.
Acting mayor today. Aaron Peske.
Oh, like who that, you Mr. Mayor.
You gonna point anybody?
Yeah, right here.
Our hands
whatever
are up.
Whatever vacancies there
I
are.
I was thinking about trying to veto some legislation, except for I pass it, and that would be self-defeating.
That'd be unprecedented.
Appoint me to the entertainment board.
Yeah, from an executive standpoint, what you pass is bad.
There's supposed to be this committee. There's supposed to be this committee to bring music back to the city that Mayor Gavin Newsom's talked about, and I've been told that I'm on this board, and there hasn't been a meeting yet. So why don't we just start that today? You want to make me,
Did you say, Paul?
Never mind. We're talking about various things that are going on in the city now. When we talked on the phone last night, Aaron, you said that Hornblower could be the new Brown and Tolan.
Oh, Hornblower Cruises. Yeah, you know, for almost a quarter of a century now, a little outfit called Blue and Gold has been delivering over 1 million passengers a year to Alcatraz, courtesy of the National Park Service, and it leaves from Fisherman's Wharf over at Pier 41. It is an area that has a lot of resources relative to parking. It is at the northern end of the Embarcadero, and the National Park Service has recently entered into a contract with Hornblower, which does a few evening time excursions. They're located a half a mile to the south in the middle of the Embarcadero, where there is no parking and no traffic, or I should say a lot of traffic.
But not foot traffic in terms of tourists.
Precisely right, and there's it could be a really bad thing for the port. It looks like it's going to be a terrible thing for labor, because the Hornblower outfit is not willing to enter into negotiations with ILWU, one of the proudest, oldest unions in the city, and yeah, that may be the new Brown and Toland.
And you know that I'm an honorary member of the ILWU. I have one of the books, years ago.
International Longshoremen and Warehousemen's Union.
Correct. And it was, I'm amazed, though, that how would you address that problem?
Mr. Well, the Board of Supervisors has, as a matter of policy, stated that we want to have a union outfit, stated that we would like to have an outfit that is in a more appropriate location. And we have actually today are writing a letter to our congressional delegation to see if they can intercede in Washington relative to this contract. And the Port of San Francisco and its director, Monique Moyer, have been steadfast in requiring Hornblower to assess the impacts, which could be legion, by moving over 1.25 million annual visitors a half a mile to the south in a place where there's really no infrastructure for them.
Whose idea is this?
This is pursuant to a competitive bid by the National Park Service for a new Alcatraz ferry concession.
and the outfit that won it?
The outfit that won it, Hornblower, has had a long presence on the Port of San Francisco, a small excursion evening, you know, excursion outfit.
So they're not blue and gold.
They are not blue
they're
and
not
gold.
Red and, red and
they're
white.
They're not red and white.
Because and those were the two big ones, right?
Right. That was
and the
Crowley Maritime
is because
Empire.
One group was from California, Cal Berkeley, and so that's why they were blue and gold, and the other group was from Stanford, and that's why they were red and white.
That's new information for me. I like that.
Yeah, that's why they're of those colors. So they
and the Hornblowers from what?
I don't know. I don't even know what their colors are.
Well, it wouldn't matter about the colors.
We're trying to figure out what kind of stripes they've got.
It must be San Francisco State.
Oh. I disagree with that, and I resent that.
Oh, sorry.
I'm San Francisco State.
My
graduate.
Father taught there for 40 years.
Yeah, but Hornblower, I can understand your having that attitude about your dad, but watch your mouth about your friends.
Aaron Peskin is our guest, the president of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Now, another thing that our city is working on are closing the park to traffic on Saturdays, and it came up for a vote yesterday and it got delayed. What's going on?
It did indeed. As we all know, for over 30 years, Sunday closure, a portion of the park on JFK, about a mile and a half of it, has been closed. It is an attraction for literally thousands who run and roller skate and bike there, families and old folks and young folks, and it's quite a sight to behold. There was a long push to extend that closure to Saturdays. And the deal, Mayor Brown will remember, was that the folks who wanted to build the underground parking garage and the music concourse there between the DeYoung and the Academy of Sciences.
In Golden Gate Park, I was riding my bicycle around there just the other day.
Warren Hellman, Dee Dee Wilsey, the entire crew that helped build that garage said at the time, matter of fact, they wrote it in the ballot handbook for that proposition, that when the concourse garage was done, they would support a Saturday test closure to see how it would work. Warren Hellman is a man of his word and actually wrote the Board of Supervisors a letter stating such. And some of the others, on the other hand, reneged on their original commitment. The board was party to that agreement, and we have now moved towards a trial 6-month Saturday closure, and we'll see how it works. We'll assess it honestly and fairly, and if it makes sense, we'll continue it in the long run. If it doesn't, we won't.
Well, but to be fair about this and to be accurate about this, there is some serious concern about the percentage of people who will have access to the two or three museum facilities, the the flower facility that we have out there.
Conservatory of Flowers, wonderful.
Yeah, that we have out there. The museum that we have out there called De Young. And eventually, when the Academy of Science reopens, the Academy of Science. And the argument is that there is a dramatic drop on Sunday in the attendance to those particular facilities. What has been your discussion as to how best to address that? Plus, surrounding neighbors have been raising unholy hell about the proliferation of parkers.
Wait a minute, that's my problem. I live in the Sunset, and my neighborhood
Inner Sunset?
That's where I live. 9th and Irving is my little downtown neighborhood. And trying to park there on a Sunday is ridiculous, and there's no, because Sunday is a free meter thing, so people stay there all day long. But on Saturday is when you try to get your business done if you work in the real world, which I do now. So in order to go to the hardware store or the liquor, or I mean the laundry.
Saturdays the meters are running.
So that's going to affect. But people still aren't going to come back every half hour.
There are very legitimate concerns and issues out there. Let me say this. First of all, number one, there is an 800-car parking garage that's sitting under that concourse that didn't exist a few years ago. Second of all...
keep in mind, Mr. Peskin, tell how many people that garage can accommodate 800 cars, but there is a projection of cars multiple thousands.
Right. The second thing, though, relative to your first question is, interestingly enough, since the opening of the De Young, they have had better attendance on Sundays, more weekends, than on Saturdays. Now, isn't that interesting?
No.
Why not? Why not?
Ask a question if you know what the answer is. Aaron Peskin, you know that. You got if you ask
yes,
Mayor Brown. Yeah.
I just had to make lose a friend, make a funny, but lose a friend.
And there may well be modifications that should be explored relative to access to the Conservatory of Flowers. Yesterday there were amendments offered by Supervisor Alioto Peer that would hone the disabled access portions of the legislation that were well received by the board that helped bolster a provision that was already in there.
What was the amendment?
The amendment basically, in addition to allowing disabled access into JFK and requiring a shuttle on John F. Kennedy Drive, would require a 24-hour hotline and TTY disabled access services for people who want to learn, have more information about how to get there.
Well, what are the possibilities, Mr. Peskin, of elephant trains being placed in the park? And you could really do something about closure if you had free elephant trains that were alternative fuel powered and were available for people to get on and off, not unlike, you know, what occurs occasionally at airports.
What he's talking about is a shuttle.
It is a shuttle, but it's
elephant train.
And they call it an elephant train, Will.
Not like elephants at the zoo, which we don't have anymore.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean those big fellas that walk around.
Climbing up in a big gray thing, like a little rope ladder around his neck or something.
Oh, your limited perspective.
What is an elephant train? What is
a park is the real question. And the reality is, a park is a place for, you know,
a park
people.
Is what's right outside of this window.
It is not a thoroughfare for cars to cut across from the Sunset to the Richmond. And, you know, this is really an opportunity for San Francisco to reclaim its premier park.
So you not only will shut the park down on Saturday. Well, you'll not only will shut it down.
Crossover Drive.
As you do now, but the only place will be the Crossover Drive, which is, I think, beyond 25th Avenue.
It connects 19th to 14th.
Right. But that's it. There'll be no other crossing of the park. You'll have to go the long route, right?
And then there's the Stanyan side.
Yeah, but that's all the way in.
Stanyan doesn't go.
Near my son's bar.
Stanyan just cuts off.
We don't want that clutter.
Your son has a bar?
Yeah, my son is part owner of a bar called The Milk up on Haight Street. He also owns three clothing stores.
That's Michael.
True. That's Michael. That's my son.
Why not have JFK
drive... The only
earning
relative in the family.
Why not have JFK drive closed and then have the circle around the concourse open for cars, because for one thing there's the garage access, and for another that makes it possible for elderly and handicapped people to get right up to the front of the museum, right up to the front of the Conservatory of Flowers, if you just leave that loop in the middle there open to traffic.
The drop-off at the conservatory, the drop-off at the institutions in the concourse remains throughout this closure. You can still drive right up to the Young and drop your mother off or drop your father off. That is unaffected by this.
So those of us that have limo drivers...
Like you, Mr. Mayor.
I don't have a limo driver anymore.
I didn't take the town car. No.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. If you're going to be the acting mayor, you ought to be the acting mayor. And that car is for the purpose of being able to facilitate your being able to do the 18 events you have to do per day.
Willie Brown could call it right now for you. He's got the numbers. I mean, he's got Oprah's bathroom number.
No. I gave him the day off.
I gave the driver a day off. Absolutely. That was your first act as acting mayor today.
Absolutely. I have not been offered a ride in the mayor's car since I left the job.
You can get in my Prius after the show.
I've been in your Prius. My insurance carrier does not include that risk anymore. With you driving, I can't do that, Aaron. It doesn't work anymore.
PC people, that's a joke.
I want to talk to you about an appointment.
Yeah, and let's talk more about that.
At 9 o'clock, right?
No.
In the next segment.
On the board.
We have a script here.
Mayor, let's do it.
It hasn't been in Mateer and Ross yet, but... We have someone who caught a burglar on Telegraph Hill, and we'll be talking about that and others. And I think his first name might be Aaron.
Yeah,
something
rings
or other.
A bell.
Maybe.
Then we got to get Fats Domino to play. I found my thrill.
No joke.
On Telegraph Hill.
Our guest is Board of Supervisors President for the City of San Francisco, Aaron Peskin, and Acting Mayor of San Francisco today. And it's 960 Progressive Talk Radio, keeping it real with Will and Willie on The Quake.
At the 2006 Wente Vineyards Concert Series, it's about more than just the music. Our wines go as well with your favorite artists as they do with a specially prepared menu. And the intimate setting among the hills and vineyards bring you so close to the stage, you can almost touch your favorite stars. Like Blues Traveler, Heart, Chris Isaak, and more. Click on the Wente logo in your online media player right now to order tickets. Or call 925-456-2424. That's 925-456-2424. Tickets also available at all Ticketmaster locations.
The smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Business leaders, need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org. Business.
K-
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
I found my thrill.
There you go.
Oh,
your wishes are command, oh sire. Willie Brown mentioned Fats Domino because Will Durst has just returned from New Orleans.
No, I mentioned it because of the Telegraph Hill.
Because of Telegraph Hill. I was tying it all together. It's been on our minds for days. And
yes.
We also sing this. I have a shirt that says, I found my thrill on Potrero Hill, because that's my hill in San Francisco. By the way, if you are registered at QuakeRadio.com, be the ninth caller right now at 866-960-5753, and you'll win four tickets, count them, four, to see Lewis Black at Oakland's Paramount Theater this Saturday, May 6th. That's 866-960-5753 if you're registered at QuakeRadio.com. And if you're not, why not? Go to QuakeRadio.com. Go to the contest page. You'll find other stuff there that's good, too. And Lewis Black will be our guest at this time tomorrow, and also Representative Benny Thompson from Washington, D.C., and Bob Summerby. Big hour tomorrow. And now we're going to have Mr. Leverett is going to join us, Flint Leverett from D.C., in the next segment. And our guest right now is the acting mayor of San Francisco today and president of the Board of Supervisors, Aaron Peskin. Now,
Paul teased us before we went to a break. He said that something happened on you. You became a crime fighter. You're like
exactly.
A superhero now.
What happened?
I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. Some kook tried to break into my house the other night.
Your house?
Yeah, my house. Yeah.
And you caught the burglar?
I always walk around with a cell phone in your pocket. I went out the back door. He was trying to go in through the bottom door. I said, what are you doing here? He said, I live two doors down. I said, no, you don't, get out of here. So he kind of turned around, walked off. Then I could see him through the hedge trying to go into my neighbor's house. So at that point, I whipped out the cell phone and called the cops.
What an idiot.
This was not a professional. This was clearly not a professional. And then he cruised around the corner and went behind a neighbor's gate. And I, at a distance, yelled at him to get from behind the gate. And he did, and then he started running down the Filbert steps, and I took chase. And right when we hit the bottom at Sansom Street, out of the police car came a large, young, strapping policeman who tackled him, and off he went.
No kidding.
Yeah.
One less burglar.
Actually,
one
good thing was the previous week. Thank you. Was he armed? I don't know. I would not recommend this. This probably was really stupid on my part. But we got a report. As a matter of fact, I got a call at my house a couple weeks ago that one of my neighbors upstairs had been broken into, and my neighbor was very upset. So I called the police the next day. This was on a Sunday night, and I called the police, and I said, well, what happened? Police said, well, it's kind of weird. Looks like the guy might have slept there, took a shower, went through some stuff, doesn't appear to have taken anything.
Ew.
It turns out, this is the guy. So I called my neighbor up and I said, hey, no job too big or too small, you know, when I'm not legislating.
Sounds like care not cash to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're out of town. We rent out your place. And
I was house sitting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did he water the plants, I wonder?
the guy cop to actually staying in the...
Apparently, yeah. That was in the police blotter that came across yesterday.
So the guy lives in the neighborhood.
Apparently, yeah.
Well, now he's a guest of Sheriff Mike Hennessy.
So they only say, for a brief period of time. The guy did no harm to anybody under any circumstances. So, you know, he should be...
The sheriff or the...
No, this is the defense lawyer, Willie Brown, coming out right now.
The alleged criminal defendant.
The alleged criminal.
Here's a guy simply touring the neighborhood at an odd hour. And in an unusual way, because he had other limitations.
Home tours. See the beautiful homes in Telegraph Hill, sleep in them.
The guy was looking for the historic markers.
He was not, Telegraph
Hill. Have you seen the new historic markers?
I've seen some of them, but it's difficult to find them at night. And the guy was looking for them.
They were flagged, actually. And this is serious. 2 years ago, I passed a little piece of legislation to actually sign the 11 historic districts in San Francisco, and those signs... courtesy of the Department of Parking and Traffic, went up a couple weeks ago. And if you drive around San Francisco up the street here, you'll see on the perimeter of the Jackson Square Historic District's appropriate signage over at Alamo Square, Telegraph Hill.
With a little bit of the history?
No, it's just a sign that says, you know, entering the Telegraph Hill Historic District and what have you. And
just
gives people a sense of where they are.
I have a question for our president of the Board of Supervisors here in San Francisco.
And Mayor Aaron Peskin.
And acting mayor today.
If I keep acting,
don't call
him
acting mayor. Just call him Mayor Peskin.
Mayor Peskin.
M-A-R-E.
Do you like the sound of that? Mayor Peskin?
Not really.
We have in the news today, the national news, President
Bush. Like Peskin.
And the federal government is saying that if there's a bird flu pandemic, that they'll be doing quarantines, they'll be doing flight restrictions, but on the local and state level, we should expect no federal help. Kind of the Katrina catastrophe type of scenario. Expect chaos, maybe as many as 2 million dead. We just had this whole thing on the 100th anniversary of the 06 earthquake about being prepared. It seems like right now we're going to have to be prepared for dealing with this on a local level. What can we do?
Let me say a few things. First of all, for the federal government to wash their hands of any pandemic is abysmal. I guess, you know, if you start out with low expectations, you know, everybody will feel good when only a million.
Local resources.
But thing number two is I think, frankly, this thing is overblown. I think that it is part of an atmosphere of the politics of fear. They're trying to scare people in America. You know, 9/11 is receding, so now it's the politics of scaring people with a pandemic. But as to San Francisco is actually remarkably prepared. Mayor Brown will remember when SARS hit Asia, San Francisco was head and shoulders above any municipality on the western seaboard of the United States. At our airport, we knew how to quarantine people immediately. Our Department of Public Health was adequately equipped. The doctors there are prepared for events like this. As a matter of fact, we went through a disaster preparedness exercise on a pandemic that I participated in just a couple of weeks ago, and the Department of Public Health is really on top of their game. And frankly, tell me, how old are you, Paul?
Old enough.
Okay. Well, do you remember any pandemic sweeping the United States of America? I just don't think it's going to happen.
And I read in Lee Garchuk this morning that the reason Mr. Bush has taken his position is because he's going to bomb the Canary Islands. That's what it said in Lee Garchuk's column.
A preemptive strike.
That's right. The way to deal with the bird flu, bomb the Canary Islands.
Absolutely.
Aviarium.
Yeah, it's the canary in the gold mine out there.
Yes. Yes, and then you get the Goldman Prize. If I haven't done such wonderful, wonderful things. You know, we kind of rolled over Brown and Tolan. Give us a status report on Brown and Tolan if you can.
Because they won't come and talk.
They're not talking to me either. There are ongoing discussions between the Chinese hospital and the Chinese medical plan and Brown and Toland. Those are going apace. I don't have a current update, but I think Brown and Toland realize that they took on the wrong folks in this particular event, and pretty soon I think we'll have some good news to announce, and everything will continue as it should.
I was flying in from Los Angeles last week. And on the airplane seated next to me was this guy who gave me his card. He said he's from Brown and Tolan, and he'd like to talk to me. I said, fine, you have to talk to me on the air. I said, by the way, your people have declined to talk to me and anybody else that I know of to date. He says, may I have my card back?
Well, let's see if we can get the blue and gold and the IOWU and the Hornblower folks on there we'll next week.
Keep talking about all of that. Aaron Peskin.
Thanks for joining us, Mr. Mayor.
Always a pleasure. Off to go welcome a bunch of building inspectors to the city and county of San Francisco for their conference.
Oh, interesting.
Of doing your duty as the mayor of the city.
Enjoy you as a guest here. Keep it real with Will and Woolley.
Yeah, drop the Peskin piece. Just keep the word mayor.
In our next segment, former National Security Council member as Senior Director for Mideast Affairs, former State Department counterterrorism expert and CIA analyst Flint Leverett joins us on the question, mission accomplished? Might have an answer for you. 3 years after the president said it on the aircraft carrier. Right now, here's John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
All right, Paul, thank you. It's 8:31. We're in the Crown 4 Traffic Center. Crown 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Coastside commute, not good times. This time brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. I don't know that this morning is any more unusual than any other morning, but we did get a traffic heads up from a Quake listener that said it's absolutely gridlock from Montara down to 92 on Highway 1 this morning. 880 southbound near A Street, four-car crash with a left lane blocked. Accident was blocking the fast lane, now in the center divide of 580 westbound at Grant Line. Metering lights are on the backup between the middle of the parking lot and a little bit further back than that. Big savings are what you'll find this Wednesday only at Kohl's Big Wednesday. 40 to 50% savings on hundreds of Big Wednesday specials store-wide. This Wednesday only from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. from Kohl's. Expect great things. Here's a look at what's happening in 960 The Quake. It's 8:32. Caltrans says, regrettably, it's going to take longer than they expected to fix up that retaining wall near the Appian Way off-ramp in Pinole that broke open last weekend in a mudslide. They thought maybe a week. Now they're pushing it to 2 weeks. The carpool lane from Highway 4 past Appian, if you're not a regular commuter, is available to everyone for the interim. Until you get to Appian, then you have to get out. Traffic has been just plain horrid through there. Two environmental groups are trying to get a San Francisco judge to order the nation's biggest school bus operator to post warnings about diesel fumes coming from its buses. They say in their complaint they filed yesterday that the fumes expose kids to chemicals that can cause respiratory, neurological, and cardiovascular disease. This is a tragic, tragic story, and you almost have to feel for this gentleman. A state mining inspector in West Virginia says he admits it may have been his fault. He may have been responsible for a miscommunication that initially caused people to believe that 12 miners survived that January explosion at the Sago mine, when in fact 12 died and only one survived. A hearing on the accident is in his second day. The price of a stamp may be going up next year to 42 cents, but the Postal Service is proposing a forever stamp. Buy it for the current first-class rate, and then you can use it at any time, no matter how much a stamp costs. Quake weather today, a little morning fog. It'll be cooler inland than it was yesterday. Highs from the 50s at the beaches to the low 70s inland. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-522-6121. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-422-1271. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-422-1271. 1-800-422-1271.
Hello?
Honey, it's Roger.
Are you okay?
No, I'm stuck in a meeting. And Stevens Creek GMC is having a huge sale on 06 Yukon Denalis. $11,000 off retail, and we get $100 in gas for taking a test drive.
Oh, finally! The whole family in one car. You, me, Jimmy, Timmy, Sammy, Cindy, and Roger Jr.
And room for one more. It fits eight.
Not a chance, honey.
Yukon Denalis. On sale now at Stevens Creek GMC. On the web at trucksonthecreek.com.
Face it. You've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. At Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry. For a limited time, we'll throw in a free, brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin, so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer. It's all yours, free, when you call and order now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5507. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5507. That's 1-800-997-5507.
This is House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi.
Hi, this is Barney Frank.
Hi, this is Margaret Cho.
Hello, I'm Michael Stipe.
This is Ted Kennedy.
This is Willie Brown.
This is John Kerry.
Hello, I'm Mike Myers.
This is Senator Barbara Boxer.
Hi, this is Jackson Brown.
Hi, it's Randy Rose.
Hello, this is George McGovern.
I'm Al Franken.
This is Ed Schultz.
Hey, guys, this is Will Durst.
These are our rock stars. San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960.
And at 8:37 on this Wednesday, May 3rd, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie. Mayor Willie Brown, Will Durst, and myself, Paul Wells, here with our guest right now, former National Security Council member as Senior Director for Mideast Affairs, former State Department counterterrorism expert and CIA analyst, Flint Leverett. Flint is here on the question of mission accomplished. We have our flight suit blow-up George Bush doll seated in the seat here in our studio in San Francisco at the Hotel Vitale. Good morning, Mr. Leverett.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Leverett. My name is Will Durst. Thank you for joining us. Happy anniversary.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning. I'm Willie Brown.
Hi.
Well, your experience is with the Bush administration?
Yes, that's right.
You were with them in what capacity, sir?
Well, the first year of the administration, I served on Secretary Powell's policy planning staff at the Department of State. And then at the beginning of 2002, I moved over to the National Security Council at the White House to serve as Senior Director for Middle East Affairs. And I left the White House in the spring of 2003 and left government service.
Why'd you leave?
Well, because I thought that the administration was making so many fundamental strategic mistakes in pursuing the war on terror that after a certain point I felt the mistakes had gotten so many and so significant that I couldn't continue to support the policy, and it was probably better that I left.
Were you able and comfortable in voicing your opinion and your attitude before you left?
Oh, yes. I wasn't bashful about that, but what can I say? I lost a lot of arguments.
Now, you actually have a story about somebody questioning Ahmed Jalabi's integrity, his responsibility, and his credibility. And that happened at a State Department briefing?
Well, actually, it happened at the White House. One of my colleagues on the NSC staff was, like me, someone who was on loan from the CIA. This was, I would say, the agency's leading expert on the Iraqi opposition. He had been sent to the White House to work on the planning and preparations for what would happen after the war in Iraq. And based on his very extensive knowledge of the Iraqi opposition, he raised real doubts about the credibility, plausibility, effectiveness of several key opposition figures, including Mr. Chalabi. And because those views weren't appreciated by the Vice President's office and the Office of the Secretary of Defense, my colleague was dismissed from his position on the NSC staff and sent back to the agency.
Aren't you somewhat restricted by some of the things you're permitted to discuss, even post your exit, even this 2 or 3 years later?
Oh, of course. Everything that I write, meaning before I publish it, I submit it to the agency so they can be comfortable that I'm not revealing classified information or disclosing sources and methods. I certainly take those responsibilities very seriously.
We're speaking with Flint Leverett, a former senior director for the Middle East Initiative of the State Department. What are you doing now, Mr. Leverett?
I'm a senior fellow at the Saban Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C. It's a Washington think tank. And I write and speak about a range of Middle East issues, global energy issues, that kind of thing.
Well, to be fully informed, as we like to have our public fully informed, we got your name, you know, from the Democratic National Committee.
Yes, they contacted me, asked me if I would like to go on your show. I said talk about the current state of the war on terror, and I indicated that I was very happy to do that.
What is the current state of our war on terror?
Oh, wow. Well, I think it's very clear that the mission is far from accomplished. One of the most significant mistakes that I think this administration made was to take its eye off the ball in Afghanistan, not finish the job against al-Qaeda. And it did that in early 2002 because it was at that point that the strategic decision was made that we were going to go to war in Iraq either in late 2002 or the first part of 2003. And in order to get ready to go to war in Iraq on that timetable, we basically had to pull special forces assets, CIA paramilitary assets, off the ground in Afghanistan, where they were doing a great job, you know, trying to wrap up al-Qaeda and remnants of the Taliban. Those guys got pulled out, and you know, that spring of 2002, when snows melted and mountain passes became accessible, that's why Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri were able to make their way across one of Afghanistan's borders into Waziristan in Pakistan. It's why another group of senior al-Qaeda figures could make their way across Afghanistan's other border into Iran. And the whole problem and threat of al-Qaeda has morphed. It's become much more diffuse, much harder to eliminate. We had a chance to eliminate it in early 2002, and because of decisions made by this administration to go to war in Iraq on what I think was a politically driven timetable, we blew that opportunity.
Were you still in government and in government service at the time of the entry into Iraq in March of 2003?
Yes. I had left the White House. I had gone back to the agency and was doing what we call out-processing.
What part of any consideration for information about Iran were you privy to, and what views do you now have on how that matter should be handled by this government?
Well, I have written and said publicly that I believe the only way that we will be able to resolve the current impasse over Iran's nuclear activities is through a so-called grand bargain between the United States and Iran, in which all of the major bilateral differences between our two countries get resolved in a package. Our concerns about their WMD, support for groups we consider terrorist organizations, their concerns that we are out to overthrow their regime or invade their country. Those are the basic elements of a package. And unfortunately, this administration has pretty categorically ruled that out as a course that it's willing to pursue. And so it is left with two options, neither one of which is going to get us where we need to be. It can try and get the Security Council to impose sanctions on Iran, but I don't think that's going to work very well. We're not going to get very tough measures out of the Security Council, and they're not going to have the effect we want them to have on the Iranians. The other option is unilateral military action against the Iranian nuclear infrastructure, and I think that would be a very, very bad idea. I don't think it would significantly slow down Iran's progress in developing its nuclear capabilities. I think it would harden their resolve to develop a nuclear weapons capability, and I think it would have a disastrous effect on our standing in the region and internationally. And so I'm actually pessimistic about the way this issue is going to go. Unless this administration reverses course and is willing to consider direct, broad-based, strategic diplomacy with Iran, I don't see this issue evolving in a very positive direction.
Quickly, on what's your view on the current leadership of Iran? That seems to be fueling the flames of America as it relates to talking to them.
Yeah. I think that certainly President Ahmadinejad and his statements about Israel and the Holocaust, Americans, many other people around the world find those statements
off-putting,
very offensive. But I think we need to distinguish in terms of the Iranian leadership between Ahmadinejad and others in the leadership, including, I believe, the so-called supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, who I believe is still prepared to take a more pragmatic approach to dealing with us. I think it's important to remember, in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks, the Iranians offered us real, concrete assistance in getting rid of the Taliban in Afghanistan and in standing up the Afghan interim authority after it. Their reward for that was to be labeled part of the axis of evil in President Bush's January 2002 State of the Union address. The Iranians tried again in the spring of 2003 to open a diplomatic channel with us to go for this kind of grand bargain that I've described, and the administration rejected that overture. I think, you know, there are a lot of aspects of the Iranian regime and Iranian politics that I think we all find very disturbing in terms of our values. But we also need to think how we are going to resolve this nuclear standoff in a way that doesn't damage American interests in the region even further.
Well,
and I think rapprochement between the United States and Iran is the way to do that.
You don't paint a pretty picture, but thank you for joining us. Flint Leverett, Senior Fellow of the Sabin Center for Middle East Policy. Is there somewhere that we could read some of your things?
Sure. If you go on the Sabin Center website, my various op-eds and articles are there, including things I've written about Iran. Last couple of weeks, there's an interview with me about Iran, U.S. policy toward Iran on the Council on Foreign Relations website.
And you can also find How Bush Bungled the War on Terror, published on Democracy Now. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Leverett, and we hope to speak to you again sometime.
Thank you. I'd be glad to do that. Thanks a lot.
And, Will, how do you spell Saban for those?
S-A-B-A-N.
Okay. And that was a lot of information to absorb, and we had something that came up when Aaron Peskin was here earlier. It'll be part of our What Would Willie Do subject in the next segment. And it's 8:49, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Looking for a good time?
I got so many kids now, and I just ride through the hood and wave. I don't stop.
Enter at your own risk.
I want to turn my life over to God, man, but I got to get this money first.
No cover.
I tried to be a pimp. I had the three laziest bitches you would ever see.
And no rules.
I would have been your daddy, but I ain't had change for a five.
One place.
God damn!
One night.
Dating a black girl is like dating a probation officer. Maximum security in the house.
One man.
Where you been? Where you going?
Mike Epps, Inappropriate Behavior. Premieres Saturday, May 6th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only on HBO.
Catch Mike Epps in his first solo HBO stand-up comedy special. Mike Epps' Inappropriate Behavior debuts Saturday, May 6th, 10 p.m., 9 Central, and it's only on HBO.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
WWWD, What Would Willie Do?
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
We ask a question of the mayor on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio. This is from an email, Todd Price. Now, he was at the Ferry Building during Earthquake Week when we broadcast there. He was in his Golden Gate Ferry uniform, and he has this question. If Willie Brown were mayor, what could he have done, or would he do, to keep the Alcatraz jobs in the hands of the Blue and Gold Fleet? What could he have done to get the Hornblower outfit to accept IBU members as deckhands? In effect, how would he have kept the union members working on whatever vessels work the Alcatraz run?
You literally must make sure in the RFP, when there's a solicitation of a contract with the public entity, you must design the RFP to ensure that if there's working personnel currently in place, that that working personnel will be retained or they will be given the opportunity to continue their employment based upon whatever objective standards or qualifications that may be applied by the successor owner of the opportunity that is federally sustained or that is state sustained or that city sustained. It is pure, unadulterated error not to have had the content thereof in the original RFP, including, by the way, site locations. With the city being what it is, the city could absolutely insist that the location remain the same, which then means that if you want it, whoever is in the location would have to relocate, not have the whole operation relocated. Mr. Peskin talked glowingly about the convenience for parking and public transportation and all the other things in relationship to the existing site.
That site should
have been a part of the original RFP, which means that when organizations like the Red and White and the Blue and Gold had the contract, if they did have the contract, they would know that they've got to be competitive in order to keep the contract as well as to keep the site. That way, when you design the original papers, the original solicitation, the original RFP, you reduce substantially the need for post-operations, as is currently the case with the horn blower. If that had been the way in which it had been done, then you would not have these challenges. As the mayor of the city, I had plant closure challenges. And when I said plant closure challenges, that is a replacement entity for an existing entity. And I absolutely insisted that there be a retention provision in every opportunity for solicitation of new operators. That's how you deal with the issue.
And that's what would Willie do on the question of who should be taking tourists to Alcatraz. And this is from a union worker here. Now, I pardon my ignorance, but about RFPs. And this one, by the way, was written by the National Park Service under the jurisdiction of our current federal government, which may not be in favor of having a union
contract.
Except
that you've got Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer, and you've got Nancy Pelosi. That federal firepower on the budget side for the National Park Service's budget could be easily employed to ensure that there would be plant closure protections for any potential job replacement. I'm telling you, it is just a mistake that has now been made that can only be corrected post the opportunity, but nevertheless, it can be corrected. And by the way, RFPs do not guarantee that even if you are the lowest bidder, you will get it. Because after all, the word lowest qualified bidder and qualifications could be a part of job retention. Qualifications could be part of plant closure. And believe me, two U.S. senators and the potential speaker of the leader can have a profound effect on the National Park Service, even in the hands of Republicans.
And now you know who to write to. What Would Willie Do is a regular segment on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie at about 8:50 every morning, and we'll continue in the next hour. Very literary people on 960 The Quake.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.